Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I'm Joe at RTE.ie. Now, as you know, domestic abuse is a storyline in Fair City at the moment. So a lot of people are talking about it. But unfortunately, our next caller is someone who's experienced it to a tragic extent and wants to warn people about the individual who has just been released from an Irish prison. Susan Walmsley. Susan, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, I know you've left the country. Why have you left Ireland, Susan?
Well, I do have family in Ireland, Dublin specific and County Mayo. Yeah. I was born in the UK and this is my home. So okay. I came back to what I know, where my support systems are.
And how did this, well, he was your husband at the time, Mohammed Tajik, yeah. And he went by the name of George. How did he end up in prison in Ireland?
Through the final assault, when I decided I'd really had enough and I had my opportunity to get away from him. During this assault, I had a double broken jaw, a fractured eye socket.
Okay.
I had burns, I had bruises, bite marks. I was knocked unconscious for quite some time. Convinced him basically to take me to the hospital, yeah. But as soon as I got there, I let somebody know, and I took that opportunity to get away from him. And then, the guard got called, and yeah. It all carried on from that.
And how did you meet this man?
I met him online, which is obviously the biggest mistake I've ever made. I was speaking to him. It all started off on Instagram. We just started liking each other's pictures and then we started messaging each other.
Nice.
Probably for about 9 months' time. Now, the police regarded who explained to me this time is what they call the grooming stage.
Okay.
So basically, he found out everything he needed about me to become this person that would, go and visit him
okay.
and then fall in love with him. He was living in Turkey at this time.
Right.
So about 9 months after that, I went to meet him. I took that decision to go and see if what I was, these messages, whether this person was somebody I wanted a future with or not.
And, as you say, he was grooming, so he was doing his utmost to accommodate you, so to speak. So you did.
Yeah.
Did you get married?
Yes. It's difficult to understand the decisions I made now.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I was probably quite in a vulnerable position and I didn't have great self-esteem. And this man just suddenly was this perfect man. Everything I ever wanted in a man. If I was vegetarian, he would have been vegetarian.
Okay, and he discovered what your interests were, and he tried to, pardon the pun, marry them. And when did the violence start?
It wasn't a few days. It started probably a week before the wedding. In Turkey, you can go and get a marriage license very easy. At this point, the violence hadn't started, but the manipulation and the mind control, the coercion had already started. To a point, 2 days before the wedding, I was trying to get away from him, and I'm not going through it. So he beat me up in his apartment where he was living. Even on my wedding photographs, 2 days before, I've got a black eye, I've got cuts down my face. And I know people might not understand why I went through it, but I was that scared that if I didn't, I wouldn't be. It's so difficult to understand now, but I was that scared. I didn't know what to do, and I just went ahead with it. A big, 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 big mistake.
Yeah. And you were pregnant with your and his twin babies at the time. You lost the babies. Your jaw was broken. Eye socket, as you say. 8 fractures on your skull. Yes. Burns, bites. Your teeth were broken.
Lost a whole set of the teeth because the roots were all fractured.
Oh, my God.
So,
this man was charged and convicted in an Irish court. And what was his sentence, Susan?
Well, the original sentence on the final day of the trial, he was given 4 years, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then during the time that he'd been on bail, he'd gone and converted from Muslim to Mormon. And
from Muslim to Mormon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how did you find out how he converted from Muslim to?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I wasn't in touch with him at this point.
Yeah, of course.
So he turned up to the courts with letters of like recommendations, if you will. And so then the judge knocked it down to 3 years. Because he also started a new relationship and had got another woman pregnant. So they were using that excuse that it should be a lesser sentence. And then obviously the quarter sentence gets taken off in Ireland. So it's been, 2 years, 2 months? I just really feel that in these sort of cases, because these men are so manipulative, it wouldn't have took him much to go and get a letter from a church or somebody to try and knock down the sentence.
Yeah.
I think in these cases, they should serve the exact sentence.
And where is he now, insofar as you know, Susan?
I believe he's in Dublin still. Yeah.
And in this, is he seeking to stay here in Ireland?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Like, I do believe there is a master plan for marrying me, to get him out of Turkey, to bring him to a European country for his martial art career. Because after we landed, and this was to start our life here, mm-hmm. Maybe a week later, behind my back, he went and registered himself as an asylum seeker. So, you know, there was that plan there that with or without me, he was going to stay in Ireland.
And what do you want to say to people, Susan, in terms of this man? Do you think he...
Well, I think he's a very, very dangerous man. I mean, like, he's... The things that he did to me is not what somebody should do to anybody.
Mm.
And the way he can manipulate somebody and have people not see it. And the thing is, they say, like, with abusers, like, they do choose it because, say, if he were mad, maybe I looked the wrong way or I didn't say the right word, he would wait till we got home and then attacked me. So it wasn't like it was just a spur of the moment, say, you know, maybe two people get into an argument and say the man, you know, loses his temper and punches somebody once.
Yeah.
And then they will be like so shocked that they'd actually crossed that boundary. Then on many occasions, as well as that last occasion, he didn't stop at one punch. He continually punched me and inflicted injury on me for about an hour and a half. But then there was no remorse or anything like that. It says in the court he was remorseful, but it didn't show online that on the night he assaulted me, he tagged me and him in the hospital and saying we had a fight and broken up on his Facebook or the Instagram posts where he's saying basically I'm a devil and really disgusting things. There's no remorse. I truly believe he's a psychopath, you know, and a narcissist, sociopath.
And Susan, your injuries were so brutal and catastrophic. How are you now?
My left side of my jaw hasn't healed properly. So I've got a displaced disc, which looks like I'm going to have another operation. I'm hoping to get some my teeth replaced at the side. I have PTSD. I suffer from depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... it's quite, if my injuries and my experience of it is not going to be healed or fixed anytime soon. Whereas he's done his 2.5 years and he's straight back out. Boston is an MMA star again.
Yeah, well, this is 4 years after the assault. That you're still. Oh, God. And I presume he showed all the other traits of an abuser in that he was very controlling.
He controlled everything I did. I mean, even to the point where I couldn't go to the toilet on my own. He slept with his arm around my neck. I couldn't speak to certain people. He's controlled my money. He had my passport, so I couldn't get away. And that's why I convinced him once he'd spent and all my savings have gone, I need to get a job. So that was my plan, that I was trying to get out and get some money so I could just get away from him.
Susan, if he was deported from Ireland, would you come back to your relatives in Ireland?
I would love to come and visit my relatives. And I've got to say, the people of Ireland, they're amazing, beautiful people. The support I've had is incredible. Because one thing is that I want to bring my children to see my relatives there.
Yeah,
but I can't do that.
Okay.
You know, It's too scary and just not worth the risk.
Okay. Susan, lots of sympathy and admiration coming in for you and what you've been through, and the fact that you, because it's a very, given the awful situation you were in and then that you went through with it with the Gardaí, and also that you've been speaking out publicly again about this and domestic abuse. Susan Wamsey, we wish you well and kind regards to you and your extended family. That's Susan Wamsey, who lived in Ireland up to quite recently, and she explained why she has gone back to England, but we'll gladly come back. 51551.